This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 471, Best Brainstorm for Impossible Task 2 Questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll talk about a mixed task 2 question about advertising, and you'll learn the strategy for these tough essays, as well as hear a super spontaneous brainstorm session.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
I'm a bit under the weather, as they say.
I was also a bit under the weather this weekend. I had a really weird allergic reaction to something that I ate on Friday. I woke up at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning with, like, have you ever seen that movie with Eddie Murphy where his lip gets really big?
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. What I looked like.
What is that movie? Yeah. Oh, no.
It was really weird.
Do you know what you're allergic
to? No, that's the scary part. So now I have to go get an allergy test because I don't know what it was that I ate. I mean, I've been eating normally since then and nothing's happened again, but it was so big. Like, my lip was like super fat and I had to take Benadryl and ice it. And I think it might be, like, I have some hypotheses as to what it might be, but I don't know. Yeah, it's really
weird.
Maybe
it's not even food. Maybe it's like environment.
I mean, maybe, but it's scary. Like, I have to go get a test right away because it's weird not knowing what's going to make your lip get all, like, blown up 50 times the size.
That's crazy. And that's never happened to you before?
That's never happened before.
Whoa, that's so scary. Yeah. Just the not knowing is so scary, right?
It's freaky.
Oh, man. How weird. So, were you able to sleep, like, straight through the night while your lip was growing and you didn't know?
So it's the weirdest thing. So I had dinner, like, quite late on Friday night. We went to this place called Clover, which is a vegetarian place. And I had a BLT sandwich, but it was like a tempeh for BLT. For the bacon, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And it was cooked with safflower oil. I have a feeling that might be the culprit. But anyways, I went to bed at like midnight and then I woke up at 6 and I felt like my lip was a little bit swollen, like something was off. But then in those 20 minutes or half an hour after I got up and I started like touching it, I was like, oh my gosh, it got way bigger.
So
it's like, I don't know, maybe it was like dormant and then like when I woke up it started to blow up. I don't know, it was just so bizarre. Whoa. And freaky, like, and then I was on Benadryl all weekend, just kind of in and out of sleep, and like it was that sucks.
Oh yeah. No, do you feel like we were talking about this earlier, like when you're used to being so active and full of energy and just doing stuff, like you both of us, we just do stuff all the time.
Sure.
And if you lose like even half a day, it just feels terrible. Do you feel like you like lost your whole weekend?
Well, I mean, I didn't have any like huge plans. Like, I was able to go to a movie on Saturday afternoon and like we just took it easy for the rest of the weekend. And then Sunday was good. Like, I could see my parents on Sunday. It was my dad's birthday. We celebrated that. So I didn't lose the weekend completely, but it's more the fear of like, when's it going to happen again? You know, I don't know what it was.
You need to figure this out before we meet our students in Boston.
I know. That would be so bad.
Oh, God. And then, like, I'm in this unfamiliar city, and you're like, Jessica, you got to take the reins
I'd have to be at home. I'd be calling you on your phone. Okay, turn left here, turn right there, get on that train, go there. I'll see you there. No. So bad. Okay. Anyways, it's okay.
Okay. You'll figure
it out. Uncertainty is the name of the game for our students in IELTS, too, right? It's the name of the game.
There you go. That's the scary part, right? That's why students write in. Because they get scared by unfamiliar questions or situations they don't feel prepared for. So we had an email from a student, and she recently took the test, and she is in a bit of a tizzy. I like that instead of like a panic. She's in a bit of a tizzy about writing task two. Okay, so let me go ahead and read her question here. So the question she had was, some advertisements are so harmful for people. Do you agree or disagree? What do you think should be done to prevent these advertisements? And then she says, this was my question, and I was so confused. Should I write an argument essay or an opinion essay? It asked for both. So classic example of a mixed task two. Lindsay, do you remember mixed task twos? We've talked about this a little bit before.
No, I haven't looked at this in quite a while, Jessica. I think this is all you. This is your zone of genius. Take it away.
But you that was a great introduction. Thank you. So
you're welcome.
Yeah. So guys, a mixed question type is not just an argument, not just an opinion, not just a problem solution, but a mix of two of those. Okay. So usually it's going to ask you for your opinion on something and then also like a cause or a consequence or a solution of something. It's usually a mixture between opinion and like a problem solution type thing. So guys, even though this doesn't adhere to like the specific, like the your strict definitions of what IELTS Task 2 questions are, that's no reason to panic. We still use the same strategies. And I think mixed task twos are easier because it tells you exactly what to put in the body paragraphs. So it's the same idea as we teach our students about in the course about problem solution. If there are two questions, then each one is for a paragraph. So for example, here it says, do you agree or disagree? You answer that in paragraph two.
So that's question one then, right? Okay.
Right. And then there's the second question there. What do you think should be done to prevent these advertisements? That's for paragraph three. So it makes it really clear what you need to put in your essay. And I think it makes the brainstorming faster because it is so specific. You know, you're not like wondering sort of what you have to write about.
Well, that does make it easier. I mean, the idea here, right, is to not overthink it. Just answer those questions, you know, one paragraph each. And it seems like it would be an easier way to deal with this essay.
I think it's a really good idea. Guys, if you are in our course, the week before your exam, please go into the bonus section and review the descriptions of what a 7 is, what an 8 is, what a 9 is. Review what the examiner is looking for, because I think that will remind you why the strategies are there, right? It will remind you why these things are important. Like in this case, if you review those, then you'll realize that a large part of your task response score for task two is answering the question in a balanced way, addressing everything in the question. So I think keeping that in mind would help remind you that like, oh, so I need to talk about everything. Okay. There are two questions. All right. I'll do a paragraph about each, you know?
Yeah, I think that's great. I love that. And always keeping in mind always working backwards, right? We start with what the examiner looks for when they sit down to grade your exam. Then we work backwards from there. That should be top of mind all the time when we're preparing.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's how we created the course. Yeah. We started with, okay, what does it mean to get the highest scores? And then we engineered it backwards from there. So in your preparation, that's basically what you're doing, right? Like we're fulfilling all of those connections. So let's throw out some ideas for this question. So it says some advertisements are harmful for people. What do you think that is? Like, do you agree with that or disagree with that? Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to move on to your dreams of getting past IELTS, just like our students, Ananda and Sergio, who got those 7s and 8s and are now on their way to Canada, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
I
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think specifically looking at the idea, if we want to hone in on a detail and example, is like body image. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
For women, for young women, you know, totally. Impressionable teenagers, if they see women and, you know, where their bodies are kind of an object, you know, very thin, that might influence their eating choices.
For sure. The way
they feel about themselves. Yeah.
For sure. I think body image is a big thing here. I think that's a really good, really specific thing that you could talk about and think of examples for your body paragraph, right?
Yeah.
Like naming specific models or an ad you saw that, or maybe an article you read that said, like, these pictures aren't real. Like, this is what the person really looks like.
Right.
And then we like stretch her out, trim off some stuff here and there, and this is Airbrush, what you get in the right. advertisement. Yeah. So yeah, they're not real. Like, these aren't real people.
Right.
I think another side of that might be advertising things that are unhealthy for us. And this comes up in speaking part three as well. Asking students for their opinions, like, do you think there should be laws against these things? You know, like fast food advertisements, should there be laws against that? Because my goodness, those Carl's Jr. ads make the hamburgers look amazing. It makes me want one. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, that's true. That's right. If they can link, you know, like fast food to the same diseases that smoking causes, then why? Right. Why does there not need to be a warning sign on, you know, on the side of a Happy Meal,
right?
Or in the commercial, like, warning, you know, we don't endorse, you know, whatever it is. That's true. Good point.
So those are really specific ideas and specific examples, guys, which you do need to get high scores for task and cohesion coherence. So, guys, if you want to review some of these ideas we talked about, so far, you can listen to this a couple times, of course, but do come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 471, and I will type in there our amazing ideas. Okay, so the last part here that would be in the third paragraph would be, let's see, what do you think should be done to prevent these advertisements? So I guess we talked about that a bit. What could be done? Well, like you said, the labels, like, what would you put in a label on a fast food ad?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it would be similar to the warnings on a cigarette, like cigarette packs, right? If they have a certain number of studies that are conclusive enough regarding a certain ingredient inside this fast food, I think it would be similar to a cigarette ad warning, the FDA has found that this causes XYZ. I don't know. I mean, why not, right? Why not?
And then as far as the body image one, I think there should be laws about making people look unreal in advertisements. I mean, this has really drastic effects on society as a whole. These like from eating disorders to different sort of psychiatric issues that come with not liking yourself, that insecurity. I mean, that leads to so many things. I won't even go into it. That'd be a whole other conversation. But I think like that should be outlawed. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to put, you know, fake looking people in there.
I know. That's so tricky. That's a trickier one, but I agree. I think there has to be some kind of, if not that, then we need to make sure that on the other side, we're just educating our kids really well into like how to be strong and how to be smart, I guess. But
yeah.
I mean, true. I guess, yeah, like, I think what made this easy, this brainstorming today, is that for both examples, both paragraphs, we came up with quick examples, right? And then we were able to work into those examples really quickly. I like that.
I think, guys, that might be a strategy for you. If you could come up with an example first and work backwards, you know, like we talked about, I think that would be great.
So being as specific as possible, right, Jessica, when we're answering those questions in this essay, I love that. Yeah, so good.
Always. Yeah. So in your brainstorm, guys, remember, you're not just brainstorming as many reasons as you can. You need to also be writing down in your brainstorm specific examples and details so that when you write your essay, you're not searching for ideas. You already have your ideas. When you write your essay, you're just worried about cohesion, coherence, vocabulary, you know?
Yeah.
So really split it up so we're not stressed out about too many things at once.
Yeah, and having those ideas is just having your eyes open to the world, right? Just knowing what's going on, what's totally. In the paper, like what have you seen lately in the meat in just media? That's the way to do it, guys. Awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. Cool. So, guys, remember, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 471. And also, if you're ready for all the strategies for the writing and speaking, if you're not even sure what an argument essay is, that's why we're here. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get the complete 3 keys IELTS success system.
Yeah, and we recommend personal coach because a lot of students are getting in there now and they're getting to work with Jessica for a couple of different sessions, and those sessions are really helpful.
so helpful. We need to get some testimonials from the sessions. Yeah. That's our next step.
That's a good idea.
Like, people feel so confident and assured after these sessions. Like, they just to know what you're doing right and what specific things you could improve in like a week that will like raise your score, you know? I mean, yeah, I love that. It's like very clear cut. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so clear, guys. Oh, awesome. Yeah, let's get those. All right, very cool. All right, awesome. Thanks for hanging out, Jessica. One more time, guys, go on over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in now so you'll know what this kind of essay actually is and how to write it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. Very cool. Talk to you next time.
All right, sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right, bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.